There's an old Negro spiritual that says, you got shoes, I got shoes, all God's children got shoes. And the question that we ask this morning is not whether or not we have shoes, but what kind of shoes do we have? You see, according to one preacher, William Morris, he says some Christians walk about with nailed boots, and they want to make their presence felt because they enjoy creating pain upon those whose feet they step on. Some Christians wear bedroom shoes, and they give the appearance of being at rest and not at war. They are a bedroom soldier and not a battlefield soldier. And then we see that some Christians have on paper thin soled shoes, and that is they drop out of the march because their feet starts to hurt when the going gets rough. What kind of shoes do you have this morning? It becomes important that we understand what it means to put on these gospel shoes, because if we have them on, this is a piece of armor that God has given us in protection against the enemy.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of the Shoes of the Gospel of Peace from our series titled Looking for a Reason to Fight. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of the Shoes of the Gospel of Peace.
Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This morning, we are going to focus on verse 15, where it tells us to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We should be getting to the point now, especially those of you who have been with us for this series, where we can identify the pieces of armor and what they mean. We should know that the belt of truth protects our integrity, that Satan desires to trip us up and make us follow falsehoods. And we should know that if we've got the belt of truth, the girdle of truth, that we are protecting our integrity and the truthfulness of our lives. We should know that this breastplate of righteousness is when Satan accuses us, that because we are walking in righteousness, because we are practically right, and because we are positionally right, that Satan has no foothold in our lives. And now we come to this third piece of armor that we're going to talk about today, and that is the shoes of the gospel of peace. There's an old Negro spiritual that says, you got shoes, I got shoes, all God's children got shoes. And the question that we ask this morning is not whether or not we have shoes, but what kind of shoes do we have? You see, according to one preacher, William Morris, he says some Christians walk about with nailed boots, and they want to make their presence felt because they enjoy creating pain upon those whose feet they step on. Some Christians wear bedroom shoes, and they give the appearance of being at rest and not at war. They are a bedroom soldier and not a battlefield soldier. And then we see that some Christians have on paper thin soled shoes, And that is, they drop out of the march because their feet starts to hurt when the going gets rough. What kind of shoes do you have this morning? It becomes important that we understand what it means to put on these gospel shoes, because if we have them on, this is a piece of armor that God has given us in protection against the enemy. That if we fail to put on these shoes, that we are missing a part of equipment for the battle. And when we get into the battle and we begin to do spiritual warfare, that we're going to find ourselves attacked in the areas where the equipment is the weakest. If you look at your notes this morning, the first thing that we want to point out is Satan the tripper. Satan the tripper. What do I mean by that? Well, you see, Satan's objective has always been to get God's people to stumble and fall. That's his objective. His objective is to get you to stumble. His objective is to get you to fall. And so, therefore, we need to be aware that the only way that we're going to be able to stand is to understand what these shoes are so that we can stand and not fall. He tried to get Adam and Eve to stumble. He tried to get Job to stumble. Even Jesus, Satan tried to get Jesus to stumble. He tried to get Peter to stumble. Now, if he's after all these individuals, what makes you think that you're going to get away? What makes you think that you are immune to the attacks of Satan to cause you to fall? The sandals of the Roman soldier. The sandals of the Roman soldier. The Roman soldier wore heavy-soled military shoes or sandals. They were bound by thongs over the instep and around the ankle. The soles were thickly studded. Keep that in mind. Thickly studded with metal or nails to ensure firm footing for travel and for fighting. The military sandal protected the soldier's feet and made it possible for him to move quick and with certain steps. The sandals of the Roman soldier. They had sandals for a reason. And as we go through the message today, we're going to become very specific what the reason they had these sandals for. Because what equipped the Roman soldier in battle, if we understand today, it will equip us in our battle against Satan. What are some views of this feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Well, there are two views regarding this preparation. One view says that it refers to peace in the battle resulting from salvation. And that is because you have salvation, because you are saved, that whenever Satan attacks you, that you can stand with peace knowing that God will fight the battle for you. That's one view. Another view says that, well, this is referring to evangelism, that you have to have the shoes of the gospel of peace, because if you have the shoes of the gospel of peace, then you can go and you can evangelize others. Now, that sounds good. And under other circumstances, that might work. But I see two problems with that particular view right there. The first problem is that these shoes are designed for standing firm and not traveling out to reach. The second thing that I see these shoes for, that these shoes are to help you in your fight against Satan and not to help you take the gospel to others. So there are other places where we can see that we are supposed to evangelize and we need to evangelize, but I believe that this passage right here, and I'm going to go through as I share with you in the message, I believe that this passage right here refers to because you are saved, because you know the Lord as your Savior, because you are born again, that whenever Satan attacks you, that you can stand on the gospel knowing that I'm saved, knowing that I have peace, that I can stand in this battle, because as we sang in the song this morning, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. If not the right man on our side, we've got Jesus Christ on our side. He is standing with us. He is fighting for us. He is in the battle. And we can stand in peace knowing that we can't be shaken. The first thing that I want to say is this: the preparation of the sandals. The preparation of the sandals. Notice here that Paul says in verse 15, he says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The preparation of the gospel of peace. This phrase that Paul uses here, this Greek phrase with the preparation, has the idea of readiness or preparedness, that you should be ready, that you should have the shoes on. That there shouldn't be, well, let me go find my shoes. Let me go see where my shoes are. But you should already have them on. As I've already been saying, that God said, put it on and keep it on. So he said that you should be prepared. Your shoes shouldn't be up in your closet somewhere. Your shoes shouldn't be underneath your bed. Your shoes, your gospel shoes, should be on your feet. Because you are open to attacks of the devil at any time. And he's coming to take your peace. My brothers and sisters, I don't know where you're at this morning. But let me share one thing with you. That Satan has one objective in life. And that is to bring believers down. To cause them to trip and to cause them to fall. And one of the things that he does, look back in verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil, the schemes of the devil. What is one of the things that he wants to do? One of his tricks is to take your peace. Take your peace. Here you are, skipping along, floating along in life, tiptoeing through the tulips. Everything is fine, just moving along. Don't you wish all life could stay like that? Don't you wish you could just stay like that all the time, just floating through, just doing the Miss America wave, you know, just having a good old time? But you know what? Satan is coming after you. And he's coming after you to take your peace. And I just want to say, just because you have the shoes on, that don't mean he's not going to mess with you. As a matter of fact, that's more of a reason for him to mess with you, because if you've got peace, then he's going to do everything he can to take your peace. See, we need to realize that having the shoes on only means that we're prepared. It doesn't mean that he's not coming. You know, I just want to say one thing. These are not the ruby red slippers in The Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy said she wanted to go home. You know, click three times and you want to go home. See, some people want to click their heels three times and say, there's no devil. There's no devil. There's no devil. But you know what? He's not going away. And just because he sees the shoes on your feet, that don't mean he's going anywhere. But if you don't have them on, then you're not ready for his attack when he comes. The preparation of the sandals. The second thing that I want to get you to see is the place of the sandals. The place of the sandals. Notice what he says here in verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This word shod, actually having shod, comes from a Greek word which means to bind under your feet. It has the idea in mind of having something solid under your feet, having something stable under your feet. What are you standing on today? Are you standing on the gospel of peace? Or are you standing on the fact that you got money in the bank? Are you standing on the gospel of peace? Or are you standing on the fact that you got a job that you've had for 20 years? Are you standing on the gospel of peace? Or are you standing on the traditions of your grandparents and those who have gone before you? What are you standing on today? Are you standing on the gospel of peace, or are you standing on the fact that your body is healthy and well and healthy today? Because tomorrow it can be gone. What are you standing on? See, this peace is something that will always be there. If you're standing on the gospel of peace, it will always be there. Other things will come and go, but the gospel of peace will always be there. And if you're standing on anything else but the gospel of peace, you're standing on the wrong thing. The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame or holy name on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the rocks are sham rocks. You know what a shamrock is, right? Those little things that float on the lake. You step on a shamrock, you know, you think you're stepping on something. It'll take you right down below the water. What's underneath your feet? What's below your feet? You got to have something. So you got to have the right shoes for the battle. You know, when you think about shoes today, man, they got shoes for everything. They got shoes for dressing up. They got shoes. Just think about sports. You got football shoes. You can't wear the football shoes in on the baseball diamond. You got baseball shoes. You got basketball shoes. You got tennis shoes. You got golf shoes. You got bowling shoes. Man, you got shoes for everything. And if you go out and you got the wrong shoes in the sport, then you're in trouble. If you go out trying to play football with a pair of dress shoes on a wet field, it's just not going to work. And so you've got to have the right shoes underneath your feet. And so God has given you some shoes for you to be able to use as you stand in this battle. You know, one of the things that I like, one of the commercials that I like is one of those credit card commercials where they have all these people, you know, that attack, you know, the Vikings are attacking people when they have those high interest credit cards. And, you know, they're coming after them and they're just coming to destroy you and coming to devour you. And if you've got, what is it, American Express? Capital One. All right, Capital One. If you've got Capital One, then they're not going to mess with you. All right, that's the indication. You know, you pull out your Capital One, then they don't mess with you. And then the commercial ends by saying, "What's in your wallet?" But I want to ask you the question today: what's under your feet? What's under your feet? What are you standing on right now? You know, in Psalm 73, it said that the wicked, listen to this, Psalm 73 and verse 18, the wicked are standing in slippery places. The wicked are standing on banana peels. They got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. What are you standing on today? If you're standing on solid ground, if you are rooted and grounded in the peace of God, then whenever the attacks come against you, you're not going to slide back. You're not going to slide. You'll be able to stand. Paul said, having done all to stand, that you keep standing. Don't get moved. Don't get shaken. Satan, he's coming. He's coming to take your peace. Man, you may be sitting there today worried and concerned about something. Then what has happened? You have given yourself over to the thing that Satan has brought into your life. One of the things that Satan can't do, Satan cannot possess the child of God because we've got the Spirit of God in us, and you can't have an evil spirit and the Holy Spirit living in the same body. But Satan sure can mess with our minds. He sure can mess with your mind and cause you to be discouraged and cause you to be depressed and cause you to be anxious and cause you to be disturbed, because that's his thing. His thing is coming to take your peace away. That's the objective of Satan, is to come and take your peace away. Where's your peace at? Has he taken your peace? Has he robbed you of your peace? The preparation of the sandals, the place of the sandals. Then the third thing that we want to see is the purpose of the sandals. The purpose of the sandals. Look what he says in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Look at verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Look at the end of the verse. And having done all to stand. Look at verse 14, stand. So what is the purpose of the sandals? The purpose of the sandals is to help you be able to stand. Now let me share three things with you real quick. That the sandals are for mobility, stability, and durability. Look what we have here in the notes. The shoes of the gospel gives us the mobility we need to fight. Even the best equipped and protected soldier will likely be killed
if he stands in one place too long. He needs to be able to move so he can attack and respond to the moves of the enemy. There are many in God's army who are standing still. You cannot be effective for the Lord if you stay in the same spot. God has provided the shoes so that we can move out in evangelism and ministry. So when we think about these shoes, they are for mobility. What do I mean by that? Sometimes you got to stand as he's attacking you, and sometimes you got to move to the side. Sometimes you got to move out against the devil. Sometimes you can't sit back and let him bring it to you. You can't let him come to you with it. See, that's the problem with a lot of us. You know, we wait until Satan brings the battle to our door. We wait until he puts the battle in our lap, and then we're trying to fight him. You know, we're standing, but sometimes we need to be able to move out against the devil. We need to launch the attack against him. Well, how do you launch an attack against the devil? Well, you would launch an attack, first of all, by preparing yourself, by being in the Word, by being a person of prayer, by being a person who practices spiritual disciplines, that you are equipping yourself to move out against Satan. Satan hates it when he sees us on our knees. Satan, you know, why is it that you get sleepy? Why is it that you get tired? Why is it that you seem you get distracted when it comes time to pray? Because the devil don't want to see you pray. He don't want to see you pray. So he's going to do everything that he can to discourage you. I know I have to be careful sometimes. I get up in the morning and I'll start to pray and I'll say, well, let me go throw a load of clothes in the washing machine. Or let me go see what the weather is out here today, because I don't want to know how to dress. And, you know, all these things become distractions, because anything to get you away from spending time alone with God, that's his objective, to move you away from spending time with God. So when you put these shoes on, you can move out and you can take the battle to him. The second thing we see the shoes are for is stability. The soldier could not afford to slip and slide when battling the enemy. The bottoms of his shoes were ingrained with nails and other pieces of metal to provide greater stability in the battle. God wants his soldiers to have stability in this Christian warfare and not be tossed about by strange doctrines and unbelief. It just blows me away that people get involved in so much stuff. I was watching a preacher this morning on TV. And man, it was just a circus. It was a great big circus. That's all it was. And nobody was getting rooted and grounded. And he was saying things that, man, I was trying to figure out, where are you finding that in the scripture? Where did you get that from? And people sitting there shouting and running up, throwing money on the front. That'd be a good thing here. Maybe we need to do that maybe we can start that for pastor's appreciation. Just come on. Y'all come on up, just throw it up on the stage. But they were throwing money, and I'm sitting there thinking that, man, look at these people. They're just being tossed by everything that's being said. Everything that's being said. Oh, we were in the concept class this morning, and one of the saints in the concept class, we were talking about what Bethany believes, and we were talking about Jesus Christ, and I made the statement. I said, I don't believe in a virgin birth, and one of the students stopped and looked at me. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute, Pastor. I don't know if I want to be a member of this church. And then I went on to clarify it. I said, well.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Shoes of the Gospel of Peace. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Shoes of the Gospel of Peace, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request the Shoes of the Gospel of Peace. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request the Shoes of the Gospel of Peace. Or call us at 877-831-5060 and request our series, Looking for a Reason to Fight. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you'd like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.